so unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
This episode is brought to you by one of my favorite people ever. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown Dequeen, licensed in Arkansas and Oklahoma. She can handle many of your legal needs, divorce, custody, land deeds, you name it. And if she can't perform the legal task you need, she will refer you to the best person for the job. Give her a call today at 870-642-4462 or stop by. She's on the north side of the courthouse, on the square in historic downtown Dequeen. Utilize her 20 plus years of experience and you will never look back. A huge thanks to all the support she gives us for sponsoring Regrettable. It's Laura Lindley, attorney at law.
How can anyone not like you? But we're here with the Regrettable back with the podcast thing. And that's what we're doing right now. I've got... thank you.
Sorry.
It's a great intro.
My bad.
I've got a new neighbor.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, it's...
Can it be worse than the last guys, though? Because they were kind of methy, right?
I think so, yeah.
A little methed up.
I thought they were great people. I love their dog.
Yeah, yeah. They were very nice.
I was going to buy a puppy from them.
Yeah.
I'd like locked it down. Like mm-hmm. They had a red Boston Terrier. I locked it down to buy one of their pups. And then eventually she comes up to me at one point. And she's like, yeah, we had to eat them all. It's a really tough time. So can't sell you one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was like a dog almost died that was given the puppy. So
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. But. Yeah, they're gone. They're gone, and they were the type, you know, like, oh yeah, wave and everything.
Right.
I'm not a neighborly man. True. I'm not a neighborly person that much. So this new one,
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, and I think this new one's gonna suit me well.
Okay.
So he's extremely quiet. I've never heard a peep. Never heard a pee. I don't even hear like a door close or him leaving. I don't hear a toilet flush, a cough, a sneeze.
Dang.
Nothing. So that's very itchy because I heard everything that other group was doing. Like this
dude, their best and worst moments.
Yes, and he
echo throughout your apartment.
Yeah, he would yawn like 1,000 times, and it was like this. Like and all during the night in the morning, like
he's
would
tired.
You yawn afterwards?
was it contagious?
I used to think like I was like, are they banging? Like or something?
Because he'd be his.
Like, I was like, oh man, that must have been a good one.
Yeah.
But I guess it was just the yawning. She actually brought it up one day when I was outside. She was like, you ain't ever hearing him yawning, are you? I was like, nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that bad. Yeah. Like, literally.
It's a medical condition.
Yeah, every few minutes.
He's not getting enough oxygen. We know that.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
yawns.
He's got yawnitis.
Right? Yeah. Never heard a peep out of that dog. Never once. Not a bark,
oh,
not
yeah.
a yelp,
it's
no,
a Boston
nothing.
Terrier. It's yeah. a good dog.
Well, you got one that's pretty vocal.
Only you know? When I
provoke it.
Yeah, when yeah. I provoke it. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but this new one, I mean, his new neighbor, he's just like, I think I've seen the side of his face once. He's like, he's like the man with no face. I couldn't describe him. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, he's a silhouette at this
yes,
point.
Yes, yes. Yeah. He's just a dark shade in a truck who shows up.
And the shadow man.
I think yes. he works like 18 hours a day or something. Like he's never there.
And he sleeps while you're there.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's funny.
And while I was around the whole weekend that he was moving in, I saw one thing put into his house, and it was a bed. Yeah. That was it. Like I didn't even see a frame.
At least he's not sleeping in a coffin or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
he might be. I don't know. Maybe he just uses that as his couch or something. But
yeah,
like, I don't hear a TV. Nothing. It's very weird. Hmm. It's very weird. So
bring him a batch of cookies. Talk to him a little bit.
Yeah, I might have to. Neighborly. We might be best friends.
Yeah,
you know?
Might yeah. be the best yeah. person you ever met.
Now, let's knock a hole in the wall and just have a door to each other's apartment.
Share the bathroom.
Yeah.
So far, it's going great.
It's going great. Yeah, but it's like at the same time now. I'm like, what is this guy doing? He's so quiet. You know,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Like, Yeah, exactly. I had this dream recently that I moved into a new apartment. Did I tell you about this one? Oh, this one was crazy. I had a dream that I moved into a new apartment, and you were helping me, and we found some peephole that was looking into my apartment from the one over. Like, and I was like, what? And we like kind of were able to look through it a little bit, and I saw this like serial killer looking old guy just standing there like in his underwear in his like killing lair. And at one point I was like, I don't know, I was hanging something or something. I fell off and off like a ladder or something and crashed through his wall. And now I was in his serial killing den.
His cold locker.
Yes. And and now I'm like worried about the same thing with his new neighbor.
It was a premonition.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Listeners may know we have a lot of dreams, and we like to share them publicly. Your dream is a total ripoff of one of my dreams. Yeah,
it's 2.0, if anything.
Dream original.
Mine was a whole lot
dream
better.
Dream 2.
I shot people in my dream.
What's your dream?
Yeah, there was this one where it was like a generic post-apocalyptic event, you know, who knows?
Exactly.
It was just a Walmart brand, post-apoc.
$5
Wish
bin.
Post-apocalypse.
Yeah. Caitlin and I, we heard about this community that was like forming up in this like this apartment complex, and we're like, well, we'll go there and like hold out or whatever. And one of the most vivid parts of the dream though was like I was packing for the post-apoc, but I was doing it so stupidly. Like, I spent a lot of my real life living moments preparing for things like that. In the dream, I was totally unprepared. I was literally dumping out my drunk drawer into a trash bag to stick in my vehicle to take to the...
You said, like, sweeping off the top of your fridge.
Come on, listener, look at the top of your fridge and see if there is a damn thing on top of there that you think you might need. You
actually have a couple flashlights.
I was going to
say... So maybe in your mind...
Some ammo.
I got an internal lighter.
I have
on top there.
So I have an ammunition container that I keep a lot of my ammo in, but I also have a box of each gun that I have. I have one box of that caliber ammunition on top of my fridge.
Nice.
Oh, so that's
for easy grabbing. So it could, but that was not there. It was just like pins and junk mail.
Old mail.
I was scooping old. I mean, I guess I could use it for like fire starter or something. Yeah. But any case, we went to the apartment complex, and the apartment that was somehow designated for me in this post-apoc times, there was an old serial killer inside there. And I had to like beat him up. Beat him up bad, and then I like shot his friend at one point.
To wear his skin.
I remember that one.
I should have.
You were the bad guy.
Have. Yeah, I was
the whole dream. I felt like I was the bad guy, and I've been trying to live my life like I'm the good guy.
Yeah, and not you at all, sweeping off, prepping horribly.
I was going to say,
You know, for me to survive 20 years in the apocalypse, give me 2 minutes. Okay, and I'll have shit figured out.
Yeah. You prepping horribly is like me being able to, like, dreaming about fighting underwater. It's my worst nightmare, is not being able to fight or at least defend myself.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell it. I had like a very crazy dream where I had to fight two nemesises from from Resident Evil, if you know the one.
Stars.
Yes. You know? Yes. And I had to fight two of them in this old warehouse, and like I had to get a group
of
people.
One of them is hard enough. Let me just say.
Exactly.
And they acted just like they did. Like, they're so big and hulking, but I couldn't see them. I couldn't hear them until it was like, bam, right there. Yeah. Ah, you know? And at first I was overwhelmed with fear, trying to hide and stuff, but eventually I somehow got the courage, and I had to grab like a whole group of people that were randomly in like that house or something.
As cannon
fodder. Basically. Yeah. Like, as like, here, throw waves at them so I can like take the targeted shots, you know? And I eventually, I don't know. You remember like what is it? Maybe some, like in some movie, maybe Lord of the Rings or something. Something big is getting taken down by a bunch of little things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It was like that, like a bunch of
like Frodo, like a giant Frodo.
Yeah,
but I was there, man. Yeah, I was there. Like the day the strength of men failed, bro.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 ants taking down a Black Widow spider.
Fro-bro? Is that? Fro-bro. Zerbra. Fro-bro. But yeah, like a bunch of, like, I'm talking like Mexican moms and dads, like in their church clothes, like jumping on Nemesis to like bring him down.
Damn.
And then I had like this nice, like silver fire axe, and I was just cleaving him in the chest with it. Like this. So we killed the first Nemesis. Yeah. Then the second one went down pretty easy after that.
Man, I'm trying. trying to like interpret this dream for you. Yeah. I guess the Mexican old Mexican yeah. men and women were like immigrants, and you were like AOC chopping yeah. down yeah. America's immigration policy, yeah.
which was Nemesis.
Yeah. Yes.
yeah. I don't know how to interpret that. I think maybe you're on the right path, though. Yeah. It's actually some deep political, you yeah. know, thing yeah, yeah, going yeah. on there.
You're very pro-immigration. Yeah. You yeah. should be.
I am. Yeah. I'm kind of an immigrant.
Yeah.
I was an immigrant once.
You're like a two-time immigrant.
Yeah, exactly. They kicked me out and they didn't want me back and I came back.
I'm a professional immigrant.
Yeah. I'm coming. I'm taking all the jobs.
I'm a serial migrant.
Oh man, but yeah. So that's the new neighbor. That's yeah. I'm going on.
Nemesis.
Yeah, Nemesis. He's gonna bust through my wall at some point. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Did he have like exposed brain or something?
Yeah, he's yeah. nasty.
Yeah, he's yeah, gross. Yeah. He's all burned or something, and like yeah, exposed yeah. flesh.
It's like Freddy Krueger without the nails.
Yeah, yeah.
And a big black suit.
Dude, yeah. We should totally break into your neighbor's apartment sometime and see what's going on in there.
Oh man, yeah, I'm gonna have yeah. to.
We'll find yeah. lotion for the skin.
Yeah. yeah. Like some wheelchair. That's just
oh, he's disabled.
It's just there.
Oh no!
Oh, damn, bro, oh, you broke it.
Damn.
That's out.
No, the point is he's not. Oh, just like a rusty old wheelchair there.
Ooh, yes,
yeah. Like oh, a yeah. handcuff on it or something. Yeah. You know, that'd be the worst thing to handcuff somebody. Just wheel away.
You ain't going very fast.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Open up his fridge. He's got the ketchup that's pre-mixed with mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh man,
that's too far.
Or and then like. Cracker he would say mayonnaise.
He comes up behind you and puts his hand on your shoulders. That's my special sauce.
And his hand is cold.
Yes, very cold.
He's like, oh yeah. It's breathing my neck. Dude, your hot air in my ear?
Yeah.
It's exciting. A new neighbor, though.
New neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be your best friend, maybe.
Could be anyone.
Could be. He could replace us.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. I desperately need it. He could be anyone.
Yeah, he could be anyone.
Exactly.
He could be the next president of the
That's
United
true.
States.
Yeah. Or not.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He's like a swing shift manager at Tractor Supply.
Oh, yeah. So.
You know, hey man, he's climbing up though.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's how my
your rent is like $6,000 a month yeah, or something. Yeah. So I don't know. He's yeah. he might have to be like a corporate official or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Borrow money off him. That's the yeah. first thing, first interaction. Like, yeah. Cup of money.
Yeah, yeah. I'm behind.
Want to borrow it?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have an egg and like $1,000?
Some sugar?
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. I don't think I could ever borrow an egg off this man. Like, I don't Ooh. Think I could knock on the door. Yeah. The other people, at my least, God, I no. knew. Yeah, I'd yeah. borrow an egg or something. And he's like, you could squeeze a chicken or Give something.
I had a neighbor come over once and asked to borrow a cup of sugar. And I was like, what? Are you distracting me so your husband is like coming through my back door and robbing right. the place? Like, this shit is way
scantily clad.
Too cliche.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Take this old lady out.
No,
right.
Thank God. This is the type of bitch you would have hoped, but like, you put more clothes on
nice.
You know,
no nice. Scanty clad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've walked in on you or they've come up on you before, like nosy neighbors, man. Like, you
so where you live now? Because you only got
no.
older
this
neighbors.
Was,
oh, okay.
This was a couple
oh,
okay. of houses ago, and oh, these okay. were some weird people. At one point, they asked us to watch their dogs for them. They were like going out of town or something for a week, and they were like, "Well, there's they had three dogs. There's like two dogs we can leave in our house, but there's one dog that we were gonna see if you wouldn't mind keeping inside your place. She's just a little neurotic, you know, and she needs to be around people." And
it's
we're
a
like,
big
"Yeah,
ask."
No.
I mean.
Yeah, it's yeah. a big yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sorry. Totally,
I mean,
totally.
But it was also it's like a little Chihuahua, so okay. you know we're fine. Dog people. Yeah. We're
you
fine,
only gotta
you know.
Feed it once a day, right?
Yeah, yeah. And
but it's like when somebody else's dog, though,
right?
It's like
no.
I immediately have no value yeah. attached to it.
Not well, your family's dog. Or yeah.
There was
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The footnote with it is they very wisely asked. Like first they were like, "Do you mind keeping her in your house?" And we're like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." And they're like, "Oh yeah, well also she won't go potty outside. You have to let her use the bathroom in the house, and she'll crawl under your bed, and you will not find her the whole time." And I was like, "Oh, could have started the
yeah.
the request.
She
with
lured
that.
You in, bait yeah. and switched you
exactly.
Very
oh, they
wild.
Do that all the time.
Yeah, should have been diplomats or something, but yeah. Totally." lured me into that. So yeah, we had for that week we had like a dog pissing and shitting under my bed. And I couldn't get it. When they finally came home, I literally had to grab a mop and like take the handle under the bed to finally
force it out.
Yeah,
flush them out.
I had to flush it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's like, hey, go, I gotta run to the store for just 10 minutes. Can you watch my kid? You're like, oh yeah. So, oh yeah. By the way, he can't eat carbon and he can't eat. He uses the bathroom in his pants. But
allergic
I don't give him
to
diet.
Air and sunlight and grass.
End up with this dead kid. And they take 3 hours, come back. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know who would ever do that. That's like a 70s thing. You just knock on your neighbor's door, and no matter how creepy, how much candy he has, with candy is a... I don't keep candy in my house in case I die and then somebody they have to come into your place. Yeah. And then,
he was a creeper.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look at this bowl of candy.
Yeah. It ain't Halloween, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like January. Oh, man. I think about that a lot. You know, like my history on my browsing history and all that is all locked down. I mean, incognito mode makes things pretty easy to get around now without having to worry about.
The phone has that incognito search mode now that, you know, the wife, no matter what she tries or looks at, she can never find out what I'm searching on that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Do you guys have things in your house that, like, you could think, like, I've thought, like, I need to get rid of this.
Oh,
because like, in case I die, and then like they got to go through and get all my possessions, and they're like, "What in the world is this jar of mayonnaise with an interesting dimple in it?" That it's about five
like
inches
a
long,
shaped hole in it.
Yeah, that kilo of heroin.
Definitely
need to get that out.
I better
of
do
house
that before. Real quick. Before.
I think about that thing, or keeping your car clean. The main reason I try, I mean, it gets bad, you know, I'll let it beat up, but imagine you get into a wreck and then somebody's got to pull you out of your dirty ass, horrible, like, how many fish fillets have you eaten? Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, it's over the course of 3 months. Still.
His last words.
Oh man. That is crazy.
They're good sandwiches. I had two McRibs yesterday.
Whoa,
not
they have
good.
McRibs back?
The McRibs back, bro.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where y'all been?
I don't know, man.
Not at McDonald's for a while. Yeah, apparently. Obviously.
The McSquib?
Yeah. McSquibbins.
Yeah, McSquibbins.
Wow. It's a good it's a good marketing tactic to only introduce that once every 2 years or something because it's nasty.
I used to fall for it.
Nasty.
I used to fall for it. Every year I'd grab one as soon as it came back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But then by the time it comes back, you've forgotten how gross it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's so
brought to you by McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast.
The questionable slab of whatever that is.
Yeah. The pork riblet.
Yeah. The pork riblet with the slivered raw onions on top.
Yeah.
Great place to go. Oh, pickles too.
Oh, yeah. There's pickles.
It's the sauce, man. It's
what's
the barbecue sauce?
Oh,
it's barbecue sauce. It's too much, dude. This one was literally when I opened up, like, I ate the first one and both of the buns were just red. Like, soaks up all
day. They just murdered it.
Dude, they just went insane on the barbecue sauce gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just spray and pray all over.
Especially McDonald's barbecue sauce is like, do you like tangy?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, a little bit. I hate the McDonald's barbecue
Not
sauce.
Not on one side in a big glob.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spray. All the way across.
Yeah. No, they do themselves well. The last McRib I had, which is forever ago, I just remember the bun, it was just soft bun. And for a barbecue sandwich, I think that needs to be toasted to keep the bun's integrity.
Absolutely.
It doesn't just soak in that.
Or a different bun with, you know, those new, what are the potato roll buns that don't absorb as much, but they're good.
Right.
You know, or the, what's the one Sonic's using right now? It's a brioche. The brioche is a little different.
Bun.
Yeah, it's a brioche. Yeah. It's a little different, but
the cook is dabbing his armpits.
Probably. I don't know. I asked for no onions. Why does it smell like this?
Yeah, exactly.
The McRibs I got the other day was a bad idea to eat them and drive at the same time. It looked like a damn episode of Dexter inside my vehicle afterwards.
You take one bite and it all comes out the other end.
Yes.
That's the waste.
Yeah.
So no McRib, like not again for 2 years, I guess. And then,
I'm going to try
to give it another go.
It's a different shift, maybe.
And go to a more reputable McDonald's. Like, I remember living in Flag, there was three McDonald's. McDonald's, and only one was good. Like, if it's, hey, do you want McDonald's? Driving by the bad one, like, let's go to the other side of town.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's supposed to be convenience, but there's
where the hell's Lincoln, man? Because all McDonald's are not created equally. Yeah, right?
Definitely not.
Well, you had the big one in Oklahoma City where I grew up. You had the big one that was on I-35, and it had the big play place. Which was the place? It was the play place was five times the size of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the place to go as a kid, but once you didn't play in the play place anymore, you started noticing how crappy the rest of the restaurant was.
Yeah.
And then you started going to the one that was in the bad part of town, but it was a brand new restaurant. Because it's like the hood cared about this McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the newest building on the block, baby. We don't take care of our McDonald's.
It ain't a pawn store or a liquor shop.
But liquor store next door, pawn shop on the other side. Yeah. But yeah, we love our McDonald's. And they kept it clean.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where we would go, which was a little out of the way.
It was like Cheers.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Everybody knew
our
new
name.
Yeah, yeah.
Jamal and my homie. No, seriously, name was Jamal James.
So it was on like JJ. Washington.
Yeah,
Washington
Martin,
Road.
Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King. Yeah,
exactly. Martin Luther King and Grand Boulevard, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
So that's what I'm saying. That's going to be a good McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good McDonald's. You go to like a richy neighborhood, you know, it's all. Yeah,
they don't care. Those kids got the drugs from money from their parents. They don't have to use their McDonald's paycheck to buy their drugs.
That's right. That's right. So you got to take pride.
Exactly.
In the sandwich, and then you can buy the drugs.
My,
like that.
I remember how great play place was at McDonald's. I'm begging parents to take us to McDonald's just so we could play in the play place.
That UFO thing,
right? Yeah,
it was the Hamburglar though.
Right.
It looked like it felt like a UFO, but it was if you step back.
It was a Hamburglar.
Hamburglar
mobile.
Yeah,
the Marine Corps should be using McDonald's play places for their obstacle courses. Yes.
Yeah. Dodging
that's
the shit.
Funny. Yeah. That's
because that's mine had a play place in it, the one I worked at.
Oh yeah.
And that was one of my first jobs that I had to do something like really bad that I definitely could have said no to.
Gotcha.
Like I learned a lot from that one task that like the manager who hated me asked me to is like, hey, a kid went down the slide with doo-doo in his pants and left just a streak, like a long skid mark down the whole slide. And I had to go with it and clean. I went down the slide. I like walked down it.
Yeah.
You know, like, or like controlled
yourself.
Controlled slide. Like I was on rappelling down and then
slips.
You know,
falls into it.
All right, pull me back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like a tunnel rat then. And
exactly. Yeah, exactly. I had that goofy light that they had
the 45.
45.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Booby traps down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm going to find me some VC.
Yeah.
There's NVA in here, man. What the hell?
Diddy Mao out of the play place.
Yeah. Kimchi?
Yeah.
No, that's Korea anyway. But I did want to talk a little bit about the job that I had after McDonald's that I thought I would be prepared for. Honestly, I couldn't tell you if I worked there 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. Like it was such a I think that job actually like ruined a lot of everything fell off after that job for me. Like I stopped working. It was the Asian restaurant called Who's On First. It was right next to the ballpark, but it was HU.
Oh,
Who's On First.
Makes sense.
And I think I went on First Ported Boulevard or something so stupid.
Yeah.
But
what Hu Jintao did after being premier of China there.
Exactly.
Starts up a restaurant. Well,
Who's On First? Yeah. Like, you don't get to pick what you get. No, but it was a nice place, but it was soul deadening. I will never work in a restaurant. I'd work in a fast food place if I had to.
Before
working in a restaurant. Really? Or maybe I think nowadays I could be a server. Maybe. I'm not saying like, oh, I could do that. That's a hard job too.
I see what you're saying though.
But like I would rather try something new with the server than go back and cook. Like it was awful. It was a sweatshop, the steam whistle, and it was constant. So I would get there at like 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And then the first thing I would prep for the night shift. And that was like easy enough, but I still hated it. Like the amount of stuff you had to cut and prep for the restaurant was insane. And
but that means y'all had fresh ingredients at least.
It was a nice place.
Nice.
It was a very nice place. Like the food was great. But I'm on back line, you know, like a line cook. And I'm cooking like this Asian food I never cooked before. Right here is an Asian guy. Right here is an Asian guy. Left and right. And they're both making the same things. We're on three woks going crazy. And these guys are
putting it out.
These guys are putting it out. Like firing it out. Yeah. And
makes it look good.
Yeah. Doing the whole thing with the wok where it goes 10 feet in the air and every grain of rice lands in it and they keep going. And
our intrigue to watch that is probably what created the ones that do it out and open now. You
Know what exactly.
I mean? Yeah.
Because it's amazing to watch.
Looking, yeah.
Americans can't do that.
A couple of guys who survived the Cultural Revolution. Yeah. And here you are like, oh, I've got a good KD ratio.
Yeah, Call of Duty. Exactly. So these guys were making me feel bad. Like, these guys were like, come on, man, get faster, get better, you know? And like, they would do it perfectly and lightning fast. I could only just do it perfectly or lightning fast and get it all
That's
sent back.
That's the Heisenberg principle, isn't it, right? You can either do it fast or do it well.
Yeah. So that's I was the same thing at McDonald's. I had a Filipino manager who would be like, come on, like, you know, and his sandwiches were awful, though. Like, and he had this thing, he could wrap a sandwich in like 0.4 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, pew, like that, done, send it off. But it was like very lettuce ugly. Went everywhere.
Yeah, but I like that, though. Like, maybe we talked about that in the first podcast.
We did.
I like the sloppy sandwich. It just reminds me that a human is doing it.
But it's like, so here's the thing. You finally are like, okay, Big Mac, I'm going to do it. You know, it's been months or something. I'm getting a Big Mac, and it's a thing for you. Unless you eat there every day, then
you've been building up for it for a while.
I've been building up for a Big Mac. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Every few months, I'm like, dude, I need a Big Mac. Like that, I can envision it.
It's got a special sauce.
It does.
I mean,
special sauce, and you get it, and it was just
the special sauce is in the container, but not on the bread.
It's all tipped over.
Yeah,
we're rehashing. Like, I think it's exact conversation, but it sucks when you get the Big Mac and finally, and it's just, might as well just throw it in the garbage.
I'd say the perfect parallel to the Big Mac is your life, though. And so it must have been perfect for you.
That's true. Just all disarray. It was put together like by a toddler. Yeah. Like, this was smashing it down and
Put the ingredients in front of them and see what happens.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the worst thing about the line cook job was, like, it was nonsense. It was a very popular restaurant. So as soon as you were on the line for service, it was 20 tickets or 30 tickets. And
your days just go by in a flash.
Oh, yeah. It was exactly. And just drowning in tickets. Like, I had dreams. I was like standing on just a wasteland of tickets, and it's raining tickets, and I'm like, got tickets in my throat.
You conquered this mound of tickets yet?
Yeah. No. Never. They never stopped. And like, the worst thing, I got pretty good at a couple dishes. Like, okay, yeah, that's easy. Boom, boom, boom. And a lot of fried rice. I made a ton of fried rice. I was like, fried rice boy. Like, that's who I was. I was like, all right, I'll do the easy bit. And because I could make that quick and good. But when a pad thai was coming through, that was the where the noodles, it's down to the second.
I was going to say, what is a pad thai? Quickly.
Oh, dude, it's a creamy
Asian casserole.
Yeah, it's like a creamy with noodles and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Like, honestly, I've never had it before or since. I didn't really know what it was at the time.
Was it good when you made it? I mean, when somebody else made it?
When,
like,
somebody else made it.
Grandma was Asian. Her cooking.
That's right. So the stew, Asian style.
It was a noodle dish.
Okay.
You know, but it was like the sauce had to be a perfect consistency, and it was so easy to do it too little or too fast. Anyway, I had pretty much every pad thai I ever made sent back. And like, that was, you know, and then the waiters and stuff, I just wanted to, never wanted to crack two people's heads together so much. And they wanted to do the same to the cooks. It's like, in a restaurant environment that's very fast and stuff, everybody hates everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's yelling at everybody. And
everybody thinks everybody's other job is easier.
Yes.
The cook thinks the cashier's
just cook
job.
It.
Yeah. And the
just
cashier thinks
it.
The cook's like, exactly.
You know, oh, man.
Waiter's like, I got to talk to these people. You know what I mean?
And when I would
it's like
mess
a dealership
up,
environment.
Yes,
really,
yes. When I would mess up, I would look for sympathy. But when the waiter came back and said, oh, I'm sorry, he wanted it this way. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, never gave the sympathy back. But it was horrible. The tickets, that's the words. It's drowning an unending amount. Like, every time you look back, there's more. You're not making progress.
Yeah.
You know, it's just constant.
That's like I did the burger flipping at a Brahms. Very similar situation, either Sunday right after church or a Friday or Saturday night. If you were on the grill, you didn't stop moving until you had to clock out to take a break.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
Otherwise, you were flipping a burger or throwing a chicken patty on or something. It was right. nonstop. The tickets piled up. We even had a screen that was broke. You're supposed to show us the little DOS-colored, you
right,
know,
right,
order.
Right.
Never worked.
Yeah.
So we had tickets. Yeah. I feel you on the tickets piling up, for
they're
sure.
just never ending. And that's where I started smoking for real, Ooh. Was that job. I quit that job. Like, I crumbled, like, failed. So failed that job.
How long were you
and
there?
Then, I like maybe 2 weeks, maybe yeah. 2 months. Like, I honestly can't remember back. I'm going to have to ask my friend. Like, and Ten after years. That, it yeah. might have been.
It felt like a decade.
Yeah. yeah. Like, after that, too, I, like, didn't work. Like, I was just like, ugh. Like, I was grizzled old.
You should have been retired after
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
I had a bad experience.
I had a bad one. And, oh, my gosh. And the worst part of the whole job was the breakdown of the kitchen and cleaning. Cleaning everything, every single little inch of the kitchen every night, you know. So
takes forever.
The service ends at 12, but you're there till, you know, now you got 2 hours of scrubbing stainless steel down.
Complaining about the morning shift the entire time. They get it all nice
yes.
and then they leave it for us.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah. I felt you. I feel you on that one.
Man, it's like harrowing. It's like platoon flashbacks. I think about it.
This is my Barnes. Ladle.
Yeah, Sergeant Barnes up my ass. When the machine breaks down, yeah. we break down.
Yeah. Give me a fluffle, boy.
Yeah.
Got to have every swing and dig in a field. Yeah, yes.
But he's
you ignorant asshole. This bad tie looks like shit. Bag and tag this piece of shit. Oh, man. I don't know if you guys
ever see another pate yeah. like this.
Pate.
Yeah. yeah. They'll put your ass in a body bag.
Yeah. You don't sleep on no f***ing service, all right?
This is my pate. Yeah.
There are many like it, but this one is mine. Yeah. No, I swear I watched a very private pilish guy blow his brains out in the washroom when he was my dishwasher. It's like, I just can't take it, man.
Yeah. Throws the little hand washer thing down.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm never doing another dish again. My life.
My gosh. Terrible job. I hated it. But I'm glad I don't have to deal with it anymore.
What was a fun job that you would probably never go back to because this is the greatest job of your life? But what was a real fun job you guys had?
Greenhouse. I worked at a greenhouse for just 2 summers.
Nice.
And the owner was really drunk. I've told this story on the podcast, but the owner was a drunk,
right.
would yell at old ladies, get out of my...
Not locally.
Get out of here. No, no, okay. No. No, this was in Canada.
Nice.
And that's what the job where I got the stuff blown into my eyes and I had to go get it all scraped out.
Splinters
and
shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good job,
yeah.
you know. What about you guys? You guys got any jobs you could
pizza
take back?
Delivery was one yeah. of my favorites.
Mazzio's?
Mazzio's, or, yeah. Because yeah. you could make your own pizza. You could eat it.
Right.
You know. Yeah. What else? There was another. Oh, hotel. Working the front desk of a hotel, I got to see Ja Rule, who's this big. In
nice.
Front of, you know what I mean? But, you know. Yeah, yeah. So
he's
he
more like a chihuahua.
Like, he likes tiptoed over the front desk, you know.
Yeah. Hey, can I have a thing, please?
Yeah, he's like, where my room's at, yo? But no,
where my room's at?
Yeah, exactly. No, he didn't talk like that unless yeah. he was singing.
Okay,
it was a little higher pitched.
I always think of Dave Chappelle's joke with Ja Rule in it,
yeah.
where he's
yes.
talking about like after 9/11, they got Ja Rule talking about 9/11. Who give a f- what Ja Rule has to say about?
Where's
this?
Ja?
Yeah, got some serious shit going on, man. I need Ja Rule to help me make some sense of all this.
But I enjoyed answering the phones and booking people's hotel stays.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was, but yeah, I enjoyed that.
Right.
Oh, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
You worked at a restaurant, the Blue Moose. Were you a server or a cook?
No, I was definitely. I started as a dishwasher,
okay.
and then moved on to. No, let's not say that. But moved on to eventually like a what do they like a line cook, I guess
yeah.
is maybe
yeah.
like I prepared things that were not cooked,
like appetizers. Were you doing appetizers?
Yeah, like wraps and
oh, okay.
sandwiches and stuff like
right.
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. That was a really bad time in my life.
Yeah.
To be honest, there's a lot of things I don't want to remember about that period of time.
Yeah.
But
see, that's what restaurants do to you.
Oh yeah. no. Yeah.
Best
yeah.
job I ever had was definitely as a DC lobbyist. That was a
oh,
lot.
Yeah.
Of, yeah. That was yeah. that was fun.
A lot of
yeah.
perks with that job, I guess.
A lot of parties.
Yeah.
A lot of stupid parties. get
you got any dirt on any?
Yeah, any lobby?
Definitely, yeah, definitely, yeah. Definitely approached by a lot of U.S. senators and congressmen looking for a little something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I was the wrong avenue right. for them. But
like, I ain't got none for you.
Yeah, right?
Get away from me.
He's like, what?
I think I got candy in my eyes.
In my pocket.
Oh man. So that was great. Got to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of terrible people.
Right.
A lot of really. If you're listening and you're like in your third or fourth year at college and you're thinking you want to be, maybe go to the U.S. Capitol and be a part of everything, don't, because it will literally like jade you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Worst decision you can. Don't go to D.C. until you're like 45
right.
or something, okay?
Just stay local.
Yeah, just stay local because mm-hmm. it's a greasy, terrible, disgusting place.
Right.
It'll and Ivan Drago you.
Yeah.
I'm break you.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Breaks you.
And now I'll never go back.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Now you hate all of them.
Here's the thing, though. Whether you love or hate a job, just do a good.
Yeah.
Just do a good and well. And, like, you can't take your day out or whatever's going on. So I texted you guys about this. I don't think I've told you the story. I went to Best Buy. First of all, let me get into this first. I need to buy a gift. Birthday gift.
Okay.
Now, I got to be honest. I think I'm pretty good with gifts. Like, I give thoughtful,
I'll give you that. Okay.
good gifts.
Oh, no. Like, watching the whole play out of the gender reveal, totally. I agree. No, seriously. No, yeah. I mean, with
it was
the
funny. Yeah.
But that was funny. But, no, you thought about it. It was very thoughtful.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You got both people involved.
Right.
And, you know, absolutely.
Now, in my mind, though, like, it's hard. It is hard to find and think of good gifts and put them together solid and this and that. So you could either do that or go with value.
Okay.
And I have a significant birthday for my significant other that is happening. I'm going to... Yesterday of this recording. And, I went down to go buy something that I knew she wanted,
okay.
and it was expensive. So no thought, no thought,
no thought,
no
to
thought.
It.
This birthday, you get no thoughts because it's you got to weigh
that's a good
value
point.
With thought, you know,
yeah.
because like I knew she wanted it, and it's the easy way out. Value's the easy way out. I'll just buy the iPad or whatever, and then mm-hmm. you know, and she can go and play on that or whatever. You know, not like crafting this.
Right.
thing, you know, that you know, blah, 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 you know, all that.
It's like, personal it's so, to the two of you type.
Yeah,
of
yeah, right. yeah, it's yeah, very totally. Thoughtful, but you're broke too.
So. Exactly.
Right, right. So I go down to Best Buy to buy this thing, right?
People and still do that?
Actually, yeah, apparently. I have to. it was about $100 more on Amazon, if you can believe that. So
dang.
I called Best Buy and they're like, yeah, it's this much. I'm like, oh, I'm heading down there right now. So
sorry to keep shifting my. I'm so horny right now.
That's, oh God, what is this? What in the world?
He's cutting it out.
I might have to.
It's always on the days that my wife's not going to be home that this night. So
gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's get away from that.
I was going to say, I should totally like hang out with you tonight or something so you don't do anything stupid. Then. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Yeah. My wife's gone too.
Maybe you should not
damn
be around
it.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're supposed to play
could
Jay-Z.
Could you get some long nails and paint them
yeah.
blue? And...
Well, here's the thing. I go to, we're good?
Yeah,
we're
good.
Locked in? All right. So does that stay in?
That's fine.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, no clue what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave it in.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, she's not going to listen.
Yeah, I think before I speak.
Happy
yeah,
birthday, yeah. Miranda Lambert, he said. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah. So I go to Best Buy, and I pick up the item, and I go up to the counter, and there's two people in front of me. There's only one cash out person. It's like then there's like the Geek Squad person.
Oh,
and,
God.
And they're like... Oh, you know, walk over to the like
roll
next.
Their eyes at you. Yeah.
Yeah. I go up and this person
neckbeard
could have been okay. at one point in life, yeah, but yeah. cleaned up.
Cleaned
like
a up
non-binary
for the-
person?
A questionable
oh,
gender.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Like definitely a man.
Semi-binary.
Yeah.
Definitely a man.
So,
but
okay,
totally
yeah.
shaved the neckbeard today.
Arms were crazy hairy, like yeah, a male wearing shirt.
You assume?
I do. And he had painted fingernails and like a goofy, swept, colorful haircut, you know? Oh, and he's a little fat. And
had to throw that in there.
Yeah, I had to. Just painting the picture. Gotcha. So I walk up, and he's just like, no hello, no nothing. He just takes it, boop.
I hate that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is
yeah.
the worst. Yeah. Come
you
on.
You got like three things you have to say, okay? Hello, yeah. here's your total, goodbye.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's just that.
No, it is. So
wrong. It doesn't matter what your gender or non-gender is. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when that happens, I start locking in. I'm like, okay, what could
exactly.
I get? What do I get? This is going to be tasty. What do I get to do? Yeah. So he is boop, and these are the first words to me. Can I get your phone number? I said, no, thank you.
Nice.
That's it. Because Best Buy, you know, any place
don't
now.
Hit
you
on me, exactly.
Yeah. Get my digits. You should at least maybe, wrote that on the receipt, bro.
Yeah, maybe yeah. hello first. Yeah, right.
With a heart yeah. over the eye. Yeah. What your name is? No, but you know, every place now they ask you for your phone number. Most people are just like, yeah. And I was like, no, thank you. And he was like, oh, you know, I was like, oh, it's gonna take me a minute now. I have to like click through all this stuff. I was like, oh, cool.
Whatever you gotta do,
yeah,
bro.
Whatever, yeah. whatever it is.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hate it for you.
So that's the thing. He after that, so he's like, oh, I got it. He go through that. He's like, do you want the extended warranty? I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, it's going to be this and that. I hand or I put my card in, you know, blah, blah, blah. He hands me the receipt. And I'm like, thank you, sir. That's what I said. Ooh, thank you, sir. And he was like, like he did this, he was like, like I could see
trembled
he had
my identity.
Yeah.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
Overload.
He literally had tremors
steaming out his ears.
Quick,
ears? Wait a minute.
You know, temporary onset Parkinson's. Like it was a very weird. And I'm like, oh man, this guy's triggered. Yeah. I have never used that word before. This
triggered.
Dude, and he. It took every. Like I saw muscles in the body working that I've never seen before. Like yeah. to like not say anything, he just walked away. You know,
just turned around and walked away.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, thank you, sir. Like I called you, sir. Yeah. I'm being respectful.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know? I don't realize that you changed your identity yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Back and then back again or something.
I was gonna say you didn't initiate the conversation with sir or ma'am.
Mm-mm.
You ended it with sir or ma'am.
Yeah,
that
thank you,
means
sir.
Upon. What you observed, you came to a conclusion and ended it appropriately, in my opinion.
100%. 100%. You cannot get mad at your hairy ass arms handing me a receipt. And I'm like, thank you, sir. Like, and it's just what I say. I say sir. Like, I say sir a lot.
Yeah.
You know? Or ma'am.
Or put a name tag that says Mrs. or Mr.
Right.
If you want me to be specific.
Yeah.
That doesn't appropriate.
Try a little harder. Yeah. You know, you're just an ugly dude that paints your fingernails. Now you want to be a... ma'am, I guess. I don't know.
It's ma'am.
That's the first thing.
Harder. It's Texarkana.
I could tell this guy's been in trouble for this before.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, they took him in the back or something. And
you're like, you
raped
cannot
him.
Berate each customer that accidentally calls you by the
That's
pronoun
exactly,
that you don't like.
That's exactly right. Like, I saw he was he was angry. And I felt so good, like, walking out of there because that's what you get. You know?
Don't treat me with respect initially.
Yeah.
Sir, I had one other question.
Yeah,
sir.
My goodness. I'd say it loud, too.
Hey, bro.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Hey, duder.
Yeah, hey, duty.
Hey, duderino.
Put that on a cracker, dude.
What's up, man? Yeah. I call everybody man.
I do love man because I've done a couple of times I've said, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm a miss or something like I'm a she, and I'm like no, I said ma'am. That's a good one.
I like.
You want to just a little life hack for you. Just call everyone man, and if they're not a man, then
it's
you
ma'am.
Can say yep. I said ma'am.
Although I've said ma'am to a man when I was trying to say man.
Oh yeah,
I've done that. Thanks, ma'am. I mean I meant to say man.
I said man.
Yeah. I did say man.
Yeah, he's like, I heard a hard M on the end of that. Definitely.
There was a hard M.
Yeah. I don't know. It was very funny, and I just don't get it. I mean, you don't get to get mad at me calling you sir when you've treated me as a customer
like shit. Yeah, I agree.
What's worse? In my mind, me being, you know, I'm paying here.
Yeah.
You know, I know you don't own the, you know, you're not Mr. Best. You're not Mr. Buy.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're not the best of the buys. Yeah,
you're definitely not the best of the buys.
Still made the effort to give him an honorific. sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Now, I might have been doing it because I was like, you know, I think this might, you know.
Absolutely.
But and it was all involuntary at the same time.
Yeah, it does not take away from the fact he treated like a piece of garbage walking through
that's
the,
right.
through the
He should work at Family Dollar or something. Yeah. Like, that's a Family Dollar employee in Best Buy. Like, Best Buy is supposed to be a high-tech experience. I guess it is. I guess this is the...
It's kind of the service environment. It's still a you know, you kind of expect a little service out of it, you know, which is like maybe a friendly smiling face, you know.
I went to the computers and I was like looking for the computer guy because every area has that, like the head sales associate, and he comes up and this guy knows nothing, but I don't expect him to know anything. All I was asking is, you guys got any open box deals? Like, you know, something gets returned
or something shipping on display damage
or something on display. Okay. And he's like, let me go ask. And he went up to the geek squad, probably to that dude, you know, or ma'am, or whatever it was, and said, you know, like, he's saying, no. You know, he came back, he was like, sorry, you know, if you bought something and it was damaged, we were fine to return it. I'm looking for a deal here, you know?
Golly.
Ridiculousness. Just bad service, man. Like, your job sucks. Yes, so do you. Like, the person fits the job, you know? And if you are great in working a sucky job, you will not be working it for long.
True.
You will go.
Yeah, you're right.
You will go on. And that's because even though the job sucks, you're great. So you get to be the Easy Mart employee who's like happy-go-lucky. Everybody likes to talk to you and this and that.
Yeah. And then everybody's like, where did they go? Well, upper management.
Yeah, exactly.
Course,
yeah. You
know? And then maybe people won't be making fun of your non-gender afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
True. I mean, you know, wear a bra if you're not.
Like, I'm telling you, he should have been. He's Geek Squad after all.
Yeah.
I don't want that guy or gal in my house.
No.
That's what the Geek Squad does, right? They come to your house and fix your computer.
I think they can. I think they can. They prefer
pre-COVID.
Could you bring it? I'm waiting on my
COVID. Forget about that. They used to drive the bugs that were Geek Squad bugs. Yeah.
Cut this out, but I mean, humanity is we are a creature that will take the path of least resistance, you know. I see so many dudes who are trying to identify as women now because they're too lazy to just lose weight.
Right.
All right? They're fat. Right. They got tits. Yeah. What's easier?
Let's do it.
Just become a woman.
Right.
All right.
Right. Just hop right in.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
And then they're an asset, not a liability. But,
right.
I have noticed, I think I was telling you all the other day, that I've been talking to some professors from the state university, the big university in our state. And I don't know if this is a requirement now, but next to their name on all their email signatures, it has their preferred pronoun, you know, her, she.
Why is this relevant information?
Yeah, like, it's not. And honestly, like the first one I talked to, her name is Selena. Female. I'll just go with that. Uh-huh. Like, I'll just go with she and her, you know.
Yeah, I don't need to know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the day is coming where I'm like, well, thanks so much, Selena. Ma'am, it was so great to talk. I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Selena. Okay.
Well, I'm Wendy. All right. Oh, man. Well, like, and just with bad, I don't think that needs to be cut out. That was perfectly fine.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. No, but.
Screw y'all.
Speaking of, like, really bad customer service, we've had terrible internet here for the past few days again at the station. And I got a call on Monday from a guy just being like, hey, you know, just calling you guys. This is Vive. You know, we're just calling you, letting you know there's going to be some upgrades around town, and there's going to be, like, it's going to go down, you know, a bunch. And I'm just like, okay, so I could just expect it to go, yep. Just, you
matter
know,
of fact,
like, matter
you
of
can.
Fact, you can. Like, thanks for calling me.
You're
like, it was sort of the weirdest. And it was like, and he was like, hey. Like, that's how he, like, I'm like, hello, you know, Katie, number one country. He's like, hey, just want to let y'all know. Like, he just launched in with, I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
My neighbor?
Yeah. No, the way you said it is like, I expected him to be like, if you were in Michigan, it'd be good, though.
Yeah, my dad.
Yeah. Who is this? Steven.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. The Vive guy. Yeah.
Duh.
Started yesterday.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah. No. No, I'm friends with no man from yesterday. Vive. Yeah. And then another thing, I saw this game because I've been into like computer stuff, so I'm going through the Steam game list, and I stumbled upon a bunch of VR games, And this is getting
old school VR or new school VR.
Like new stuff.
Are you getting hooked?
Oh, you like Meta? Meta VR?
No. Okay, no. Like the stuff that's on Steam. You know?
I got you. Oh, okay.
It's just insane. It's insane that the decadence of what we get to do.
Oh, yeah.
So there's sex games. Yeah. I didn't look at those. There's one that's just called, it's called like Brutal VR. And the whole game is you're in this room that's got a drain on the floor, in the middle of the floor, and you got a table and you got a baseball bat and an axe and screwdrivers and knives and all this stuff. And you just got this guy in front of you who just stands and you brutally torture and murder this individual over and over and over again. And it's
game's approved for 9 years old and plus.
Yes. Right? It's hyper realistic. Wow. Like the way the baseball bat smashes him, his face in, like you could just keep doing it and teeth are just getting knocked out and his face is getting brutalized. I saw just taking a screwdriver and just into his eye all slow, and the guy's and then pulling it out and throwing him on the ground, and you just got, you know, I was absolutely horrified. Like, first off, I wonder, is this a good thing? Because maybe now the serial killer can just play that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so I'm wondering, should there be like a kitty touching game that that like makes it so these horrible people can get their
Sure there is already.
Yeah, I'm certain there is.
Yeah, you.
Well, she's 4,000 years old. She's a vampire. Yeah. Okay, I know she looks 12, but. Yeah, I'm obviously there should not be that kind of game, but like,
could that be an outlet? Because you think about it, there are a lot of mental disorders that just have to have the outlet.
Right.
Yep.
So if they do have an outlet that is not an actual 12-year-old child,
right,
that is a VR child, yes, it's disgusting to the three of us,
right,
but that's an outlet. Like, it's any schizophrenic or any mental disorder that needs an outlet.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Who goes in vehicular rampages anymore now that you have Grand Theft Auto?
Exactly. Okay?
Right. Grand Theft Auto has done more to prevent crime in this country than any police officer.
It has to have. Like, and then like going back to the horrible topic, back in the day, dudes would have to like creep neighborhoods and playgrounds and stuff. I don't think anybody does that anymore.
They do it on the chat. It's all
online, and then they maybe get to like get that horrible urge out without actually ever meeting with somebody.
But it
and even though
grows.
That's terrible, yeah, it
you
will
know,
grow.
It always grows.
To Catch a Predator. I mean, those guys, so you drove 4 hours to meet Hot Matt 69. How old is Hot Matt 69?
Who you thought was 12 and
a half. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And this guy is definitely just frothing on the way all the way over. Like, it's got to be, you know, this guy's whole life.
And when it comes to something like that, you see, this is what separates, let's say, addiction to cigarettes or alcohol from something like the addiction to pornography,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is a tremendously huge problem in, like, male culture nowadays. Yeah.
Well, the biggest websites out there are all pornographic.
Oh, I think Google's the most popular website after, like, 3 billion other porn websites.
Yeah, right.
Like, what's the first thing that's going to come out of the meta? It's like going to some form of porn or something.
And you see, one of the biggest issues with this addiction to pornography is like any addiction. Eventually, you have to have more and more and more of it. You keep going down these deeper and deeper circles, and that's where like an addiction to pornography can lead to, you know, child pornography or like snuff porn
like just simply not being able to ever have like a girlfriend or something because now you've got these unreal
there's like this physical pleasure and dopamine release and all that serotonin and all that you just it's different. Looking at porn is like a different high than even drinking or you know, doing drugs and stuff like that. It's much more of a physical one that it becomes like so debilitating, and lead you down darker and darker paths. You know, you can be addicted to alcohol, and you're never going to do nothing but alcohol. Like maybe you switch from beer to liquor or something,
But
that transition in pornography eventually leads you down to very, very bad. outcomes.
And all the paths of porn are dark. There's no shining light. It never had its day
in
the
sun.
There's no day in the sun with porn.
There's no like just gathering around with your friends and having a quick just social pornography session. You
actually,
know?
There probably is. No,
I did when I was in like eighth grade with my friend.
Yeah.
But we were watching it laughing.
Yeah.
At Mudbone. Do you guys remember Mudbone?
Yeah, described him.
Yeah. He was at a huge fake one.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Sold a lot of chicken sandwiches.
Yes, yes. That was the whole thing. It would zoom up after the money shot and right up to his face and be like, right into a chicken sandwich. Like, yeah, boy. Mudbone was the man.
You look at a Playboy nowadays and you're like, those were simpler times.
Yeah, better times. Absolutely. Better times because it was, ooh, you know, what's behind that? You know, and like, yeah, you get to see it. So I read it for the articles. You had all that.
And the articles were good. Yeah. You could have some good articles.
What excuse do you have for the Japanese businessman video that you keep watching over and over on vilehub.com?
Or stepdads trade their cousins.
Stepmom's trapped in the dryer or something. That's a big one.
That's the genre now.
Rape? Like incest rape?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that's sad but true. So the idea that it's forbidden,
right?
So you're getting it,
right?
Kind of thing.
And like, I guess in the video, she likes it, but at first, it's supposed to be like a,
like, oh my, you're my cousin, you're my brother,
yeah,
you're my stepbrother.
Oh,
she's like, yeah, but we ain't blood, baby. That?
Like I miss like, the times when like,
you know,
I miss the times when like anime was the weird thing.
Right
now it's like you get to watch the weird thing. It's real.
Yeah, in any category you want.
Yeah,
you know, you pull up some porn and then there's 100 different categories of types of porn you want.
And then it relays, people that jerked off to this also jerked off to this. And recommended videos.
To circle the wagons here.
Damn.
All right. It's just how, like, maybe an addiction to pornography can lead you into real life bad decisions, whether it's ruining your marriage or your relationship or maybe eventually putting yourself in a very bad position because you're trying to run into Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
You know, or you're trying to fulfill some of the fantasies.
Or the local Chris Hansen, Chris Blankety Blank, that does the. Both Broken Bow and DeQueen have guys that troll the web for locals that are looking for young underage girls.
Yeah. Well, if you're one of them, I know they listen to our podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
The cretins.
Yeah,
I know
the
bottom scum of society is the one listening to this.
Yeah,
if you walk in and there's like a fresh pitcher of orange juice and cookies on the table, like you got about to be, get out of there, man.
and just the real life consequences. Okay, you might like pornography that shows a guy ejaculating on a woman's face. Try that with your wife or girlfriend. Yeah. Next time.
Man.
See what happens.
She'll wipe it off and slap you with it.
Yeah.
See if you even get close enough to do it again.
Yeah. But to bring this all back around is a VR game where you torture somebody. Event. I don't know, man. My gut reaction to that is, oh my god, dude. Eventually, the VR is not gonna. It's I don't know how good it is. Maybe it's really good, and you're like, "What? I never need to torture anyone in real life because this is close enough."
It looks incredible. Like the graphics and the response of everything.
Yeah.
Like you reach in, you grab the screwdriver, you get to do all this with it, and
I hope it's that good. Where like somebody who loves it doesn't have to do it in real life, but I wonder if it's going to leave a lot of people. It's going to feel them. They'll be left with a sense of I need more.
Yeah, right. I was going to say it's going to satiate that appetite just enough that they then have to go do it beyond what they can get in VR.
Or the person that might not have done it, like, or like they get it
and then they're
like, oh dang,
the rush
I can do this.
Yeah.
Let's try it out. We need to send out like VR MS-13 or something. Like let some kids play that so they can get that out of their system so they don't join the terrible gang or something.
That's funny. Stick a guy in a 55-gallon oil drum virtually so you don't have to do it in real life, you know?
VR Fox News, you patting all the girls' ass and stuff.
There we go.
Bill O'Reilly should have had VR Fox News,
funny.
You know?
Dude, I want VR Donald Trump. All right.
Man.
Shit, gold toilet. Yeah.
VR Biden, like Metamucil, makes him like so boring.
Mumbling the whole time.
Yeah.
What? Sleeping 16 hours a day.
Million.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. We'll be right back.
I do have an actual question from a listener. This one's very interesting. I think it's because of all the past talk we've done for the past few episodes. Here it is. I have a great question for your podcast. If a man becomes a woman, surgeries and all, should she tell future partners she used to be a man? Why or why not? You know, like I'm definitely for the you must. Like if I have to tell a woman that I'm like damaged in some way, you know, or
gotcha.
If, you know, if I have to come clean that like, you know, I'm broke or something like that, then, you know, surely you're going to have to, you know, come clean in the other way.
Yeah, I mean, you think, and we're talking like going permanent here, like, and I say permanent by marriage. And I realize marriage is nothing near permanent these days.
Right.
But you're looking to go permanent in the sense.
Oh, it's done, surgeries and all.
No, I mean in the marriage, or in the relationship.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's just like, should you have to tell
immediately?
Yeah.
So if you've been surgically completed,
yeah.
Then you're a woman or a man, if you whichever way you go. So, I mean, what are you telling?
That you used to be a man.
Okay. Did they ask that?
No.
So, are we talking long-term marriage? Or are we talking just hooking up? Because if we're just hooking up and I've got the parts that are opposite of yours and you are looking for opposite parts, you're not looking for the origin.
They're not quite opposite.
I mean, I realize
I'm looking for your life story. Okay,
I realize they are the the Burger King version.
Yeah.
Of you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
pounded. It's like a Big Mac down there, bro.
Yeah, no. It's sloppy.
No, I was thinking about the vegetable burger.
So let me ask you this: if you got, you know, if there was a person that seemed to be a woman in some way and she, you know, did something, went down on you or something and after told you, yeah, I'm actually a guy, you know, would that like you'd.
Hey, if you did something to somebody or maybe if they did something to you and you didn't do it back to them, it's not gay, right?
I don't know. Like, I think you should have to tell. I think you should have to say something.
If I open myself up sexually to a person and all I know about them is that they are putting their mouth on my penis, then I didn't expect to know what their genitals look like.
Fair enough.
I can see that. I think, what if you're like, you know, you want to, you know, get in on it and you go down and you're like, are you a guy?
Right.
Like, you know, did you used to be a guy? That'd be disconcerting. Yeah. You know?
Absolutely. If I open myself up to that and I, you know, go to find that would be very much.
Would you have rather they told you?
Like, you were a guy and you were poor because obviously whoever did the surgery was done on the cheap. All
right. Right, right.
Yeah, because you can still tell.
I don't know.
But no.
I'm quitting this podcast, man.
Yeah?
Like, these are the...
No.
I'm all getting ready, like, so... So, Patrick, what do you think about the strategic and economic development bilateral conversations we've had with China over the last few years?
They don't
I don't know. You know, let's start from the beginning.
Who you think listens to this shit?
It's,
I'm just kidding.
No, it's should I tell my partner that I have a penis? And
again,
or did at one point.
I am 100%.
Yeah, but if you are that quick to jump on it, that you don't know that he or she has a penis before they touch yours, that's your bad, bro.
Hey, no, I think that's underhanded because you can look amazing. Like, you can look just like a woman, you know? Like,
I will not have seen the woman that I have sex with, intercourse with, or even gets a blowjob from.
Mm-hmm.
I will not get that without having explored all of that. Does that make sense? So what I'm saying is, if I open
I think you could, you know, like meet at a bar.
A human can.
I know I've told you this before, but Bailey J walks up to you and asks and says, "Hey, I want to give you a blowjob." All right, you'd be gay to say no.
Okay. Right.
And then, later on down the line, takes her pants off and says she got a hammer in between her legs.
Yeah.
You know? Still, you'd be gay to say no. I don't know. Like, that's just individual, you know? If you can pass it, that's how I kind of feel like about, like, gender bathrooms, you know? If you can, nobody's going to ask questions.
you know? Yeah.
No, I get it. Hey, listen, I go over deal breakers in a relationship. It's one of the first things that you do when you start actually dating somebody is go over deal breakers.
Exactly.
Hey,
what's
you
know? Your politics? Exactly. What religion are you?
That's what I'm saying.
You got a penis?
A dick.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's a deal breaker for me. So, I don't want to have an inverted... So I don't want to invest a bunch of time into this and then just, you know, and then... That's one of those things. I'm like, I'm good.
So you've learned in your past experiences, and you now go through deal breakers early on. That's what I was saying. If she or he has your penis in his mouth or her mouth, mm-hmm. without you knowing these things, mm-hmm. that you have opened yourself up sexually to that person without the knowledge,
right? But like, let's say
they lied to you, it's different. If you ask,
isn't it kind of lying? Like,
lying by emotion, by omission?
Omission.
Yeah, lying by omission is absolutely lying.
I think that's wrong. So I remember watching this thing on like MTV years ago about this girl that she looked amazing, but she was pre-op, by the way. So she still had everything that a man does, and she was like on the beach, and they were like filming her life in some way, and you know she was hitting it off with these dudes, got a number or something, and then she told him, and he was like, just stop responding and this and that, and she was like, this is wrong.
He learned something about you. He was a deal breaker, like you
that's
said,
that's right,
and he moved on.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Like I think you should tell. I think you should be upfront about
it. I do too,
you know, like, and they always say I'm a trans woman. That's
transitioning
like
to a woman.
Right. Or you know, like,
I was thinking how good everything went for you afterwards. Yeah.
I'm not asking whether you'd be upset about it. I'm saying, should they be obligated to tell you?
But I think that the obligation is corresponding to how well everything has turned out afterwards. I mean, you know.
I was going to say, apply it to you.
You go down, and it might be a very nice one, or it might be the ugliest pussy you ever seen.
Yeah.
And then, but as a guy, you're not going to ask them afterwards, like, you a dude? Is that well, that used to be a dick right there, and now it's a pussy? And
there's more to this. Uh-oh. So... For context.
He's sandbagging over here.
Yeah. For context, I'm watching a video about a trans woman. She had surgery to invert the penis into a vagina and then use the tip of the penis as a stimulant clit.
That's what they do.
Yes. She was worried that men will get up close and personal during sexual encounters, notice the clit, and get outed as a man. She doesn't think that she should have to tell her partner she used to be a man. And I don't know.
I disagree.
I disagree.
You will tell. That's the thing.
I mean, could you imagine?
We're humans. We're going to tell the people we're closest to. We're going to tell those deepest, darkest emotional secrets.
Yeah.
And if you can't, then you're never really connecting with that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You open it up and it's just a little tiny.
Well, it's like a pop-up book.
Oh, man.
Oh, my eye. Ouch. You know, like,
you're like, that totally is a mushroom head.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or, you know, you go down, you're thinking it's a guy, and you go down and you're like, where is it?
Yeah.
You know, it's like on the opposite end. So,
does that happen?
I'm certain that happens.
No way.
So, you could have saved
me. You're like all hairy belly.
Like, Esmo.
Yeah.
Your back's all hairy. You got like biceps and stuff. And then you go.
And you get down there and it's a flowery, fresh vagina.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and like
look like a roast beef sandwich.
Could have saved me a lot of time and effort just because of a transitional surgery or this doesn't make it harder to get into somebody or easier to get in somebody's pants. It's a hard job.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, you put in all work, effort, you got all your best moves, you get down there, boing, you know, and it is boing.
It's a letdown.
Yeah, and it's like
jack in the box down there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm very flustered. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm turning you. Yeah. Holy crap. I thought that was going to be it.
And I'm sorry. I'm stumbling. I'm very flustered right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really
beat red.
I'm very queasy right now.
Let's apply it to a current relationship.
Yeah.
Let's say besides pregnancy, because that couldn't happen.
Right.
Let's say that your wife of 5 years said to you,
I used to be a dude,
but I'm not anymore because I've had the surgery. At that point, 5 years into your marriage with Caitlin, who was actually a Jenner, apparently. No, I'm kidding.
Nice.
But
zing.
You know what I'm saying? So she now says, what do you, in that moment, and we'll switch it over to even a lesser time frame relationship.
Yeah.
Well, let's say in your relationship where you've been intimate.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they said, hey, okay, now you know.
Yeah.
You've been there, but you, I want you to know the full truth.
Right.
I'm still trying to cope with like humanity's transition from a hunter-gatherer society into a more sedentary agrarian society. Like, this is a question. I'm not ready to like... to like wrap my mind around it just yet, okay?
You're not ready to play Cyber Pussy 2022
on the
2077
on the metaverse.
Yeah. So I would.
I mean, I don't know on the metaverse.
You get to it's your avatar,
right?
The experiment.
Right.
No, I would be so done with that relationship so quick. What
after 5 years?
Oh no, he was saying in my
also,
situation.
Y'all have different
so a couple months,
putting, yeah.
And then come
yeah.
to
the,
think
the
that
exact
a person
one right now,
if she was Leslie as opposed to Leslie,
Leslie.
Les, be honest, she's not Leslie.
Yeah, and so that's the one that I would be like, there's no way. Because that's an underhanded, you've been hiding a secret.
But it's so hard for them to hide that, for not to not keep that secret.
Well, you're gonna have to figure it out. You made that choice.
Blame them. I mean, it's
and it also helps if you've already given your secrets away. Think about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, I'm an open book when it comes to that too.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes,
So you're right. If you have spilled 100%
right
of your secrets and they held the big one.
Yeah.
From you, I could see totally.
Oh,
totally.
The funnest part about secrets is keeping them from people. Okay, so you got this secret, just hold on to it. You know, if they haven't caught
Patrick's
on to
gay.
Maybe we all are. Aren't we?
Yeah,
all right. And if they haven't caught on to it by now, if you haven't caught on to it by now,
that's true. I mean,
then you're probably
how
not going to.
Are you?
So what the hell? You can die with
it
that
matters.
Secret.
It matters. I believe it matters.
Sure, only
without
if it's
going,
brought into the open, but like up until that point, it's not mattered.
If it I'll never
tell you,
has brought to the
you've
open.
Been crushing it for a couple of months. So
I'll tell you off the podcast why it matters, and you will agree with
why
me.
Why is that? Why you got a podcast and then mark it down in your little notes and cut
no,
it out.
No, I can't. I don't even want to put in the effort. There's things that I can't talk about on this podcast.
Well, let's say dishonesty alone is a huge turnoff for me.
Yeah.
So I agree there. If I have spilled my beans.
It's only dishonest if you find out, though.
No, it's been dishonest the entire time. It just came to a head and it,
that's the elephant in the pants.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know what I mean? And there's only one room for the elephant in my pants. You know
and by the way, I'm not exactly one to just be quick to sex.
Exactly. That's why I went the way I did.
Yeah. If
because
you put
I don't
in the effort and the dates
up.
And the money and the
it's about taking off to eat and spending money on them. Then, huh?
Yeah. Exactly right. That's exactly right. No, with no reward in
you're
the end.
Like no expectation of reward.
Yeah. Right.
You're like invested at this.
I'm
point.
I'm invested mentally, especially like I kind of got this girl. She's my main squeeze, and then he's my main squeeze. Yeah. No. I'm sorry. That's your life decision. I believe that.
And there's plenty of people out there that would accept you for who you are, but I'm not one of those.
I accept you for who you are. I'm not going to kiss you or be inside
as
you.
As a significant other.
Yes,
you as a... That's what, that's what I meant with that one.
I know you did.
I'm just going to say, I'm a progressive person and may not come across it. I believe in the fluidity of gender sometimes. Now, not the biological fact of gender. You're either a man or a woman or you had something mess up. You know, your mom drank a little bit while she was pregnant with you and you kind of came out with a little bit of both or something.
Yeah.
That's abnormal.
Long history of incest.
Yeah, but I believe, hey man, maybe you're a dude and you're born with like a small penis, and maybe now like the best thing for you is
you got a small vagina,
become a woman and have a very
you're a really good vagina.
That's a kind of a like a plus in the other book.
I guess
And so like
big ass vagina.
Look at this big old.
My whole arm in there.
Yeah. You should have seen it before. All right,
it was an arm.
It was a penis.
Would have knocked you out. So I believe in gender fluidity, and man, if you're passing it, nobody's raising any questions by now. Keep that stuff. Keep
did
it.
Not, did you not know, expect it.
I know,
but maybe
right?
talk to your family at some point. So like, you're married, all right? You've been married a couple of years, and then like your father-in-law comes up to you one day, and maybe you had a glass of a bourbon with him around the fire or whatever, and it's just the two of y'all kind of bonding a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, did you ever know that Georgina was George? When she was born, you're like, what?
It'd be weird.
You don't want to find out from anybody else.
That's true.
For sure.
The technology is not there yet. It's not. Yeah, there's no way that nobody would not know.
Jeff Bezos putting Captain Kirk in space. Which mean we surely we got the
no.
That's
in today's day and age, they're growing the hair to hide something,
right?
Down there,
like it's like you got to give it time.
Dude, you're gonna make me throw up, man.
It's like toupees. You remember how they used to look versus now? It's right. Probably hard to tell.
Oh yeah,
you know, like we're in that horrible first stage right now.
Yeah, we haven't made the good toupee yet.
So first of all, everyone will know whoever goes down to that area. So now, since I don't have to tell you. So now it's
look
a
like
whole
a lamprey's mouth down there.
Yeah, like teeth and revolving. Horrible.
Oh my God. I know why you don't want to be associated with this. Things you say.
That's right.
Don't make you not want to be associated with this.
Yeah. He's like, this isn't me. I'm like, this is you.
This is the real.
This is the real you.
Now, you can be professional.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of this anymore. Yeah.
And you're discovering yourself, clearly.
You're more accepting than we thought.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden, like, I've lived all my life with the iron gut, all right? Now it's the soft crab gut. Soft shell crab gut.
Soft crab gut. But that's the thing, you don't tell and all this, and the guy gets you home, and he's like ready to go.
Let's
and
bring it down.
And boing.
The guy identifies as a girl, so you can at least say she brings you home, and then you discover that she's a guy.
No, I'm talking about the guy brings what he thinks is a woman home.
I'm confused.
You're
man.
The guy. Yeah. Still. You're still the guy.
Yeah.
Who's the
That's
guy?
That's what I said. The guy brings her home.
Who's
I said
on
that.
First base?
Yeah.
Jin Pao?
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You get him off, and it's like, that is, I don't know, but that's not what I thought it would be. So good night. Yeah. Have a good night. And
that's
now he's got to go home.
Yeah,
he's got to go home and get a hooker
finish
or something.
Yeah, yeah, both of them do. I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn,
great. You
rub one out.
Yeah.
There's somebody's roaming around trying to buy us lunch.
Yes.
Y'all see that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, we should probably end it anyway. I think that does it.
I can't. Right.
Patrick's about to puke.
Yeah.
So, that whole question was brought to you by Hochtown Distilling Company and Mountain Fort Brewery. I hope they are very happy with their sponsorship.
If you don't like it, drink some more Spear Point.
That's right. They're beautiful bourbon and lovely vodka and all the things that'll make you enjoy the Regrettable podcast even more. So definitely check them out. Shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Shout out to the Tiki Bar, Ray Gaston, all the people there. Shout out to KDQN, WashtowPodcast.com, and all the places. This has been the Regrettable Podcast. Patrick.
He's just throwing names out there now.
Stop.
Like, right. The radio station does not want to be associated with us, first off.
Yeah.
not sponsored by anybody. Okay?
No, not really. Yeah. But that's it. That'll be the Regrettable Podcast. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace. Bye.